started doing that, you know, and men were called, you know, Mr. Melinda Schneider.
As if we didn't like you enough already, and now you go and say something like that.
You've won Jade over, mate.
Pat you on the back.
Thank you very much for patting me on the back.
I saw the photos that you allowed out there, mate. It looked like a very beautiful day, mate. Congratulations.
It was a beautiful day. You know, it was. We were lucky because it wasn't raining. There was no sleet. There was no hail. There was no snow. There was no Trump. It was wonderful.
We're huge Melinda fans.
I didn't know that Trump wanted to come for a visit. He could have been there. He could have been the special guest of honour, couldn't he?
Well, yeah, that'd be the scary concept that he decides to buy a property out here and live next door to you. But you probably wouldn't see him anyway. We're talking religion now, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, we wouldn't want to see him anyway, I don't think, Mark.
Some people love him.
Oh, good on them. Further away from us, the better, I think. But anyway,
we're excited to have her back in time with a man who has been a part of our, well, not just you, but a mob you were with called, what are they called again? They were a bunch of guys wearing those fancy dresses. We saw them at the ceremony with Her Majesty. Choir boys, that's right. Yes, I know you forgot.
He's been facetious this morning. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know what side of the Weet-Bix table he's sitting on today, but look, he's in a mood.
We're celebrating 35 years of you guys doing your thing, Big Bad Noise, the album that got you out there and what have you. I got to ask you, Mark, I know you've been asked a million times, but that's where this conversation's going. Why use such a pure name for a band that was so down and dirty back in the day?
That's the reason. The reason was that we weren't.
Wow.
We were rat bags. Oh, you mean Big Bad Noise? I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about Choir Boys.
I didn't know you were rat bags, though. I'm naive enough. See, I grew up in the 80s listening to Run to Paradise. It's my brother Joel's favourite song.
Yes.
But I didn't know that you were cheeky boys. Were you mischievous, were you, Mark?
Yeah, well, we were funny. You know, I think we were funny boys. It's like, for instance, I had a Minnie Moke in the late 70s, and Brad, our original guitarist, and Ian, who's still with us, used to be in the back of the Minnie Moke. And when we'd come up next to a bus, they would put one hand on one mouth and pretend to kiss one another, you know, passionately in the back of the Minnie Moke to scare the passengers of the bus. So it was that kind of thing. It wasn't really, you know, horrible stuff.
Well, most blokes on a bus, brown eye. The person they're going past,
my
okay?
Word.
But you had to go even further. That was
No, that's not further. That's less
no,
far.
Not further, that's
not the same distance. I'm sorry, Mark.
Not brown eyed, mooning.
Yes, thank you. That would be so much classier.
Is that the term? Sorry, we just called it chucking a brown eye when I was at boarding school in the 80s.
I honestly don't know where to go with this now. Can I digress just briefly? And ask if you still have your Leyland Moke, because if you do, they're worth between about 18 and 40 grand, depending on the condition of them.
Well, that would have paid for the wedding if you sold it.
It would have, and it would have been handy, but then would I have sold it for that? No, I do not. I had two of them, and I sold them for, you know, whatever it was back in the 70s and 80s for $500 or something, thinking, they're just a load of rubbish, aren't they? See you later, mate. You know, but I still do have my 1968 Fender Stratocaster guitar, which I bought in 1968 for $416.
Holy, how did you have that much money then?
I borrowed it from my mother.
Wow.
Hang on. He's a rock star that started out thanks to his mummy's bank account. I love it.
So it's Aussie. Always the way, you know.
It is the way, because rock stars don't tend to make money in the very beginning.
No, they don't, you know, and I didn't care, you know. But you've got to remember, this is the 70s going to the 80s. Everybody just walking around going, oh, yeah, whatever. Yeah, it's all right.
So go back just pre-Choir Boys. So you obviously bought your Stratocaster. Was that to do the school band thing where you were looking at getting something started? What was that for?
That was a band that I was in the 70s called Vela. Never heard of them, I know. And Northern Beaches band. And then, you know, that moved on to meeting the guys. You know, we formed Choir Boys. And then, you know, that's the guitar that actually plays the intro. Down, 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 to Run to Paradise.
That very guitar, that Fender that you've still got.
Yeah, that's the very one, you know, and it's because of that, it's now worth $60 million.
What? Wow. Hang on, Mark. So you've got something like that in your possession, and what, because it's been used on a
hit song,
it has values gone up?
Well, you've got to remember that a rock and roll singer just valued it for you and just gave you that value. Do you trust his valuation?
I'm an idiot.
But you're so believable. I believe you.
A man.
The value of anything is based on opinion.
or what somebody's willing to pay for it, right?
That's right.
The man who's married a woman I admire, as in his wife, Melinda Schneider.
He's got a crush on your wife.
Of course,
I'm sorry,
I'd
Mark.
Believe him because, you know, it's a beautiful union. I don't want to go on to your wife. It's all about you and the Choir Boys at the moment and your 35th anniversary. But, mate, that's what I mean. You were such a cool bloke. And I remember talking to you. This would have been, I'm sure it was 10 years ago, Mark. I mentioned that one of your songs was used in a Les Mills pump class. And I wondered if you ever chased that down to get the licensing money. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. Now, I want that money.
It's probably worth $65 million by now, Mark.
I don't know what pump it came from, but my teacher rolled out a version of your song that we do squats to. And so you can imagine all these girls and guys.
There's a thought, isn't it? You in bloody tights doing squats to Mark Abel's song. God.
This is how it goes. It goes down, down, down. Is that a squat?
Between mooning and farts, this took a turn that I was not expecting.
Well, that's me in a pump class on a Saturday morning after a big Friday night, yeah. are we doing some sort of reunion tour or something with this 35th anniversary? Are you just crowing about how good you
are? We are working on something.
Right.
And Warner's, our record company, have been, you know, right in there and they're going nuts. We are, believe it or not, and I'll let you know this, we are making a Run to Paradise beer. Yes, we're working with a brewery down in Brookvale where the band grew up, or where I grew up, and we're going to create our own beer. And the whole of Australia is going to drink Paradise beer.
How good would that be?
Oh, yeah.
What's the secret ingredient? Obviously, there's hops and stuff. Are you putting a twist of what? Sweat?
A twist of vodka, I think. we used to call it... Back in the day, a truck arrest of it, we get a beer and put a shot of vodka in it and drink that. But, you know,
that'd stop you quick smart, right?
Yes, yes.
So, Mark, you have been in the radio game for decades now, and with a hit song like Run to Paradise, does the charm of singing it ever wear off, or do you get those goosebumps still when you play it because you know what it means to people?
I love it, you know. Yeah. I just, you know, because I think that I've always loved the song. You know, there are some songs that I don't like, but we don't play those because we never recorded them. but that's one of my favourites, you know, and the fact that the Australian public has embraced it as part of their heritage or whatever it is, it's like, you, in many parts, not understandable. I don't understand why, but then I'm just going, well, bloody hell, you know. Whenever we perform it on stage, you know, they just go berserk. It's like the Beatles hit, you know. And it's like, I love it. There are some artists that don't like performing their hits. I won't mention their names. But, you know, they just, you know, get all uppity about it. And stuff that. I'm just a human and we wrote and recorded a song, yeah. And, you know, people like it.
It's a ripper of a song.
And I like the fact that they like it.
I suppose, look, it's a place in time for me. I mean, the song just, I mean, yes. And I remember seeing, like I used to do video discos back in the day, and I always remember the video where, you know, you're sitting on the big Marshall stacks, and it just was like, you guys just seem like rebels. And I know so many girls loved guys, and we loved wearing the, well, I tried to get on the leather jacket you were wearing, could never find the exact type, and I never had the hair you had. So that annoyed me. But it was just one of those songs you'd play three or four times a night. So we helped you with royalties, I'm sure, back in the day.
Oh, yeah. You know, and I've still got the check for $1.50, you know, and thank you very
much. That's from the Goulburn Rugby Club, 1988, I think, yeah.
Don't cash it, though. It'll probably bounce because he's broke.
He's got the mini moke, remember? Got the mini moke. Now, Jade has a question about... you know, real identity.
I want to get a bit personal, and you can tell me to get stuffed if you want. But I was reading this morning that your birth name is Mark Dixon Kitchen. True or false?
It is true. Yeah, but I, you know, changed it by deed poll in 1984 when I was getting married to my first wife because she said she didn't want to be called Kitchen. And so I changed it to Gable, which I'd been using as a, you know, weird stage name.
Yeah, but it's a movie star's name. I mean, can you imagine at the wedding, Mr. and Mrs. Kitchen? I mean, really? Nah.
Yeah, yeah, Kitchen, you know, Kitchen. Get out. And, you know, as they used to call me at school, laundry, bathroom.
Oh.
You
know. God, you know, they're cheeky, aren't they, kids?
Yeah, yeah, little bastards. And no wonder they failed at school.
Yeah, and didn't go on to be rock stars like you did.
No, they went on to be lawyers, politicians, those and sort of radio announcers.
Damn it.
Damn it.
Well, that's the thing. Look at the contemporaries around you. I mean, the people you went to school with, I mean, you know, you get to a male of a certain age, and you start thinking, how successful have I been? I mean, you see fellow classmates who are politicians who have gone into captains of industry, and you're still pretty much doing what you've been doing all your life. I mean, you'd have to be a happy bloke, surely.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, there are times when I go, oh, I wish the house was bigger, you know, whatever, you know. Mm. I wish the car was newer. One of the people go through those things, and I go, well, hang on a minute. You know, it's like Todd Hunter told me once when I was talking to him, he goes, I said, how did you start Dragon? You know, Todd Hunter being the bass player from Dragon, of course. Mm-hmm. So how did you start? He goes, oh, we just bumped into walls. And I go, and that's what we did back then. Everybody just walked around going, oh, I think I'll do this or I'll do that. So really, you know, I'm one of the blessed ones. I've had a really lucky, wonderful, exciting, creative, funny life. Yeah, there have been moments when it's been tough, but gee, you know. I just had the plumber install the washing machine this morning, and he was crawling around the ground under the bench and all that kind of stuff, getting dirty, and I go, I don't have to do that.
Yeah.
You know, so I've been lucky.
What was the alternative for a young Mark Kitchen? What was his plan before he went on to become Mark Gable Rockstar?
I think that a male hooker, no, joking.
There's always money to be made, Mark.
Yeah, right.
Well, I've watched American Gigolo, yeah.
The only option that I had was doing commercial art, because my mother said that I was a really good artist. And, you know, I do have an artistic bent, and I like doing photography and all that. But I just, you know, ever since the Beatles hit, I just wanted to do music because it looked like it was fun. I didn't know that, you know, you could get shot in the back in New York or stabbed 17 times in England. You know, shot in the back, John Lennon and George Harrison got attacked in his house. Poor bastard, you know. So, you know.
But you guys have never been political. It's all about having a whole load of fun. And look, having a commercial photography career is something good to fall back on. I mean, at least, you know, you could put the family Christmas cards together every year and they look good.
That's right, you know. And, you know, and I still love, you know, doing photography, and, you know, but I've got to be really in a nutty mood to do it. You know, like, you know, put your clothes back on, you know. but anyway, we're going to another complete angle there.
I'm worried you're going to go down the father of beans in a nice Chianti line there for a second, Mark.
I was launching into it, and it's going nowhere. It's too late.
Mark, you've got a young son with Melinda.
Yep.
Sully, who I think's about 10, if I've got that right.
He is 10, yes.
What do you teach Sully? What's the example that you give to Sully? Is it about following your dreams? Is it about music? Is it about being a good dad or a good human? Like, what do you teach your boy?
Love. That's the. And I sound like an old hippie, but he's my sixth child, and I think that my philosophy is that making children is the one of the stupidest acts we can do. Let's face it. You know, oh, we're having a baby, and so anybody can do it at any given time, and you don't have to be qualified. And so I think that the biggest failing that human race has is bringing up children with, you know, belief structures, and you must be this and you must be that. And I'm going, bloody hell, hang on a minute. You know, when you were teenagers, you didn't say all this stuff, you know. So it's like, I just think love, acceptance, and understanding is the thing that I've tried to impart on him, and that he is respected and he's an equal, And what he is and what he says and what he thinks is important to me.
Well, I want to hit on that, Mark, because Sully did mention, you know, that it was his wish that you and Melinda actually, you know, tie the knot legitimately and get married because he didn't want anyone else taking away Melinda from, you know, from you. I mean, that was beautiful.
Well, this is the only bone of contention I have with it, because he said that, Mummy, would you please marry Daddy, because I don't want anybody else to marry you, Mum. And I said, well, hang on a minute. What about, hey, Daddy, will you marry Mummy, because I don't want anybody else to marry you, Dad. He didn't do that. He just like...
Little boys love like, their mum.
He knows that she's a sort, right? Like, she's a good-looking rooster. He saw talent when he knew talent, right?
He just looked at me and went, nah, not viable.
Jeez. You know what, Sully, when he's about 18, he's going to turn back, he's going to have the ring through his nose, he's going to have the weird hairdo, and he's going to go right down the punk. He's going to bring punk back again, I'm thinking.
I don't mind that. You know, much as it shocks people, I really love punk music, you know, and I loved all those changes, you know, so... but then again, if he's going to participate in it, that's cool. I don't mind. It's got to be him.
I love that. I love your attitude towards acceptance, because I think that's an incredible example to give your boy. So good on you. It's been an absolute pleasure to speak to you, Mark. Congratulations on the tremendous success of the Choir Boys and one of Australia's, you know, most historic songs, honestly. It goes down in history and it's always a fan favourite. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
It's been a pleasure to talk to you and the other guy. Joking, no.
I'm using that as a promo. You know that, right?
Probably, yeah.
You'll keep.
No. Please send our best to Melinda too.
Melinda's on the other line, my mate.
Yeah. Anyway. My special mate, and she was going to marry me, but Sullivan stepped in first, I know.
I love it. All right.
Appreciate it, Mark. Lovely to talk to you, mate. You have a great day.